When I was a kid, my mom made me peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day for my lunch at school because they were my favorite. Every so often, she'd turn it up and give me a yellow American cheese sandwich because that was my second favorite. But you know, sometimes in the cafeteria, we would make trades. We would say, I'll give you half of my sandwich if you give me your potato chips or fruit snacks or whatever the case might be. The students at St. Agnes School at Mass this morning assured me that that still goes on in the cafeteria. So it's good to know that some things don't change. On a very basic level, that is a covenant. A covenant is an agreement between two people. If you do this, I will do that. We have lots of covenants in our lives. Small ones, you know, we shake on it, or we might call them a gentleman's agreement. As we get older, we have much bigger covenants. A mortgage is a covenant between you and the bank. Your BGE is a covenant between you and the electric and gas company. Today, on the secular calendar, it's Valentine's Day. Marriage is a covenant between a man and a woman. God has made covenants with us throughout salvation history. Creation was a covenant. Noah entered into a covenant with God. Remember the rainbow in the sky. Moses entered into a covenant with God when he received the law on the two stone tablets. The last and greatest covenant came into existence with the death of Jesus, the eternal and everlasting covenant. God has also made a covenant with each and every one of us who are baptized. In our baptism, we enter into a covenant with God in which we become his son or daughter and a brother or sister of Jesus. In our lives, when we have these big covenants, we often will get a reminder about them. How many of you get a BGE bill every month in the mail? That's a reminder of your covenant with the gas and electric company. I get an email every month telling me that my car payment is due. That's a reminder of a covenant. What are the reminders of our covenant with God? Well, Lent is a yearly reminder of our covenant with God. It's a six-week reminder. If you were listening to the scriptures we heard tonight, they're full of very active words. Rend, return, relent, pray, fast, give, now. Action is requested by God. Consider this to be your reminder, your email reminder. What are you going to do to remind yourself of the action that is required in your covenant with God? You've taken the first step by being here tonight. That's a reminder. But you know, the ashes that you receive on your forehead in a few moments, those ashes are going to fade. I presume that sometime between now and tomorrow, you'll probably wash your face. Those ashes will be gone. But now is the time to think about how you're going to mark this holy season after the ashes have faded. In the gospel tonight, the Lord recommends the three traditional works of this season: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer. What sort of prayer can we add to our lives? How can we recognize the presence of God in our lives every single day? Fasting. Today is a day of fast, but there's really only two in the season of Lent. So the church doesn't ask us to do really all that much fasting. So might there be a way to deprive yourself of something that you really like in order to be reminded of the Lord's passion, to be reminded of the presence of God in your lives, to be reminded of this covenant that exists between you and God. And almsgiving. An alm is a gift to the poor. How do we remember the poor in this season? In a particular way, I hope you might consider joining us on March 17th for our parish service project, in which we are going to assist Catholic relief services in packing meals that will be sent to Africa. That is a form of almsgiving, something that can be done by anyone of any age. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. That's how we mark this season. The season which is a reminder of the covenant that God has with us, that action is required on our part. As we said, of course, the ashes are going to fade. So this year, on your way out of church today, we have a little something for you. It's a bracelet with a cross on it. I have it on my wrist right now. And we pick this cross, this bracelet with the cross, because the cross is the sign of the eternal covenant that God has entered into us, into with us. Hopefully we have a cross in our homes somewhere, a cross or a crucifix. The crucifix is prominent in our church because it is the central mystery of our faith. But we hope that you would take this bracelet home with you and wear it, or keep it in your pocket, or put it wherever you say your prayers every day, a quiet place in your home, so that when you see this bracelet, you can remember that we're in this special time, this time to remember the covenant that God has with us. These bracelets are available at all the exits of the church. They're sitting on the radiators by the door. Please feel free to take one with you and to wear it during this season. During the season of Lent on Sundays, we're going to be reflecting on all of these covenants, the covenants that God has entered into us, with the human race. It's our homily series this Lent called Promises Broken, Promises Kept, because it's we who break promises, but God who keeps them always. So we're going to reflect on those eternal promises which God keeps with us. I hope that you would consider joining us during these 5 Sundays of the season of Lent. My friends, this is truly the day that the Lord has chosen, the day of salvation, on which we begin this season of Lent, by which we can focus once again on that wonderful covenant of love that God has entered into with us.